This is TWiT.
So iOS 8.3 wireless CarPlay, I like it. But you think that'll be, maybe that's LE. Maybe that's improved Google login, new emojis, and Apple Pay for China. The new emoji picker.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do you use a lot of emojis, Serenity?
You know, if 2 years ago someone had said to me, you're going to really be excited about a new emoji picker, I would be like, what? But I have been using them a lot. Yeah.
I confess.
My boyfriend got me into them. They're fun.
They're really fun. By the way, I saw a study that people who use emojis have more sex than people who don't. So that's good. That's a serious study.
Yeah, but they have emoji sex. You don't want to invite that person to your bedroom. Trust me.
It is interesting to see how you can pervert what would normally be just regular emojis to indicate more romantic
things.
Topics. Things. Thank you. Mike, thank you. You know where I'm going with this. So I like the new emoji picker.
Alternatives.
Yeah. Lifestyles.
I think it's actually really interesting to me because this is not exactly based off of a third-party app or third-party keyboard we saw, namely David Smith's Emoji++.
Oh, love that.
But it's a great third-party keyboard. But it shows that Apple's kind of paying attention to how people are using iOS 8 and the software within iOS 8. And they're like, yeah, you know what? Actually, our emoji picker is kind of horrible because you have to go through random tabs and it's not really clear which icons belong to which obscurely labeled feature. So to open that all up and make it scrollable, I think, is a really awesome improvement. I mean, it sucks for David, but
they're adding more diversity to the emoji as well. So mm-hmm. I think if you hold down on them, you can choose different skin tones and stuff like that.
Really?
On the people.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great.
That's something that Apple had been lobbying for, actually, with the board, the emoji board, I'll call them. I don't know who controls that. But there seems like there's going to be more.
I think it's actually, believe it or not, part of the Unicode specific. I think that it's the people.
It is.
I think you're right, yeah.
So they're but they only specify this is going to be, a construction guy in a helmet. They don't specify how that actually looks. And so every company gets to design its own emojis. You want to be, familiar. But yeah, I think that's nice that you can choose your race instead of it all being white folks. Tim Whitlock from London has a page, apps.timwhitlock.info, that shows all the Unicode emojis and then the different drawings depending on native, Apple, Android, Symbola, Twitter, and Phantom. And of course, there are many others because the specification is simply, for instance, face with tears of joy. And there are different ways to implement it. And you can see how that's been implemented differently by different...
Yeah, the Android emojis are kind of obnoxious.
Well, the ones, the robot ones are. I have to agree with you.
It's the Android robot. That's
I've never seen that. I don't know which versions of Android implement that. I've seen the second Android table, which are the more colorful. Colorful. But you can see Apple's added a little whimsy to the fire engine and the ambulance. There's definitely... it's fun to see. Apple's closer, I think, to the canonical emojis, the native, as Tim calls them, emojis. But here's, for instance, Android, when you do a flag, Android just gives you the country code for the flag, U.S., but Apple gives you a lovely waving U.S. flag. So there's things like that. Anyway, back to the health kit. I'm sorry. The chat room just gave me this link, and I thought, oh, this is cool. Apps.timwhitlock.
No, it is cool. Emojis are so interesting because I do think that, Serenity came around, so she came around to emojis. I'm still one generation behind because I'm still in, low ASCII emoji mode mentally. Every time I want to use that, I'm just thinking colon, close parenthesis. I'm not thinking emoji. And to a certain degree, I'm kind of resentful of the fact that, I never use emojis ever, and yet there's a button on the keyboard to get me direct access to that. And I would pay $18, okay, $40, to be able to switch that out with a button for a keyboard feature that I actually use.
What would it be?
I don't know. I like to make switching between keyboards easier. I would like to have like how about a pop-up menu of like four or five phrases that I use all the time.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah.
But it's just the difference between I never, ever, 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 ever use emojis. That's not a judgment on
me. How's your love life, Andy? I'm just curious.
Shut up.